Welcome to this edition of the SKNAS Week in Review. In this program, we recap major government-related activities over the past week. Coming up, new cabinet gets down to work. Major crimes continue to fall in St. Kitts and Nevis. NGO Coalition presents election observer report. And National Disaster Coordinator discusses ongoing developments about COVID-19 and the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. Those stories and more are next on the SKNIS Week in Review for the period June 19 to 25, 2020. Hello and welcome. The new cabinet charged with managing the affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis for the next 5 years held its first meeting on Monday. Prime Minister Dr. the Honourable Timothy Harris chaired the meeting and welcomed the new members, namely the Honourable Akilah Byron Nisbet, the Honourable Jonel Powell, the Honourable Eric Evelyn, and the Honourable Alexis Jeffers. Several priority areas in building a safer and stronger future were discussed, as well as the start of the budget cycle in preparation for the 2021 fiscal year.
Our plans basically now have to be implemented through the governmental system, and in large measure it will be the responsibility of the ministers moving forward to be able to get those policies determined and influencing the governmental process for action.
The new Tabernacle Health Center was commissioned in a ceremony on Thursday, marking a significant step in improved health care for community residents and persons living in nearby communities such as Mansion, Bellevue, and other areas. The facility was named in honor of former matron Sylvia Garnett. The Honorable Akilah Byron Nisbet is the minister responsible for health.
This commissioning is notable because primary health care is an individual's first point of contact with health services and provides point of entry for the entire health system. It is important to note that the Ministry of Health has engaged purposeful renovative upgrades, as the health planner would have indicated, in all of its health centers in St. Kitts over the period 2019 to 2020. It is noteworthy that we are in the rendering stage of the brand new health center in St. Peter's to commence soon, and the design phase of the new Bastyr Health Center.
Crime in St. Kitts and Nevis continues to trend downward as law enforcement agencies execute various aspects of the policing plan. Commissioner of Police Hilroy Brandy shared some of the statistics with the nation on Tuesday during the Leadership Matters virtual forum series.
At the end of 2019, there were 12 homicides. This represents an astonishing 48% reduction when compared to 2018. Additionally, there was an impressive 28% overall reduction in crime in 2019. Over the previous years. Furthermore, a record-breaking number of guns, 47, were removed from the street last year as well. Another notable achievement in 2019 was the seizure of 136 kilos of cocaine, which is considered one of the largest drug busts in the history of the Federation. The downward trend in major crimes continue in 2020. I must stress that the Federation had recorded a decrease in major crime even prior to the implementation of the state of emergency. Crime was down by just over 30% in the first quarter of 2020 when compared to 2019. From the start of the state of emergency to now, it is dropped to 43%.
The NGO Coalition formally presented its local observer report on the general elections of June 5 on Wednesday. The NGO Coalition is made up of representatives from the St. Kitts Christian Council, the St. Kitts Evangelical Association, the Nevis Christian Council, the Nevis Evangelical Association, and the St. Kitts and Nevis Chamber of Industry and Commerce. Mario Philip represented the Nevis Christian Council and the Nevis Evangelical Association at the briefing. In reading the executive summary of the report, he noted that the election was free and fair.
The entire voting process took place within an atmosphere of peace and non-violence. We observed administrative and organizational deficiencies. It is our view, based on what we observed on polling day, during the casting of ballots, and at the count of the same after the close of polls on that day, that such deficiencies did not affect the general outcome of the elections.
Supervisor of Elections Elvin Bailey commended the NGO coalition for its service.
Let me reiterate my profound thanks and that of the Commission to the churches, individually and collectively, to the Christian Council, the Evangelical Association, and the Coalition of the Willing. And I'm looking forward, for the period of time that I have left as the Supervisor of Elections, to building even stronger relationships with you and the other willing persons to ensure that our democracy progresses in the way it ought to progress.
National Disaster Coordinator Abdi Samuel updated the nation about the ongoing local response to the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as preparations for what is expected to be a very busy Atlantic hurricane season. In reference to the coronavirus, Mr. Samuel noted the following developments as it relates to easing restrictions.
We have learned how to manage. We manage 15 cases. And what we are saying is that we want to put a robust system in place that if and when we open our borders, we are able to coexist with the virus, meaning that we can have our economy moving, we can have our society moving, while we have the structures and management procedures and processes in place to be able to contain the virus while protecting our citizens as they move along with their lives and livelihoods.
Residents were strongly advised to be ready for the challenges that come along with tropical cyclones.
In reading and following up with a number of the forecasts that are being projected, it is said that they are comparing the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season with the 2010 and the 2017. We can vividly remember Irma and Maria, and Vesta is in the studio and she went through the experience. And I can tell you, I wish for us not to be able to experience 2017 again. Develop your plan at home. If this impacts us, what are we going to do? One, know where your shelters are. Two, know the emergency numbers. Three, know exactly who are the volunteers for the various non-governmental organizations and also the district managers so that they can assist you if you need help. Also, Leso, what is critically important is for you to have a little go bag or a quick bag that you can pick up to go to the shelter with.
And that's all for this edition of the SKNAS Week in Review. I'm Ian Richards. Be responsible and stay safe.